You're all 33. You're all school time chums, except for the ladies, who were neighbours, obviously. And so we've got Aloysius Terror, police detective, Mr. Arthur Skinner, ex-soldier, Mr. William Henry Parve, who was a member of parliament for Leeds South, and Igor Magaresk, failed actor.
Probably.
Any takers?
And a general suggestion.
Policeman?
Quite shocking. Because it's
Mr. Alice is
lots of damage in short radius, rather than having to see something terrifying, holding the nerve long enough.
And yourself?
Then fire.
Soldier or
which one?
Soldier or the policeman?
The policeman's gone.
Right.
We have left Member of Parliament for Leeds South, Mr. William Henry Parliament. Arthur Skinner, the ex-soldier.
Ex-soldier, because he's still got some combat skills.
Everybody's got combat skills.
No, we all have all the knowledge of how to fight.
Okay, and...
Okay, well, I think...
Any six.
Yeah. You just stick for the next one. I'm wondering if Rifle would be more people in the background.
Possibly. Which one would you have to
do? I'm just trying to think. Rifle would be more people in the background. Let's go for
the Derringer. The Derringer pistol was invented so ladies travelling abroad in Europe could put it in their bag.
Yeah, but the so one we're taking is because she's travelled abroad. If she travelled abroad with the explorer, we think it's a little bit
rifle.
Bigger.
Yeah, I'm thinking rifles. Not
elephant
gun.
Not elephant gun.
Can I just interrupt you a second? Member of Parliament for Leeds South or failed actor?
I'm more likely to be a failed actor.
More likely to be.
No, I actually live in Leeds South. I know the MP.
I think it was linked.
It's gone. So it's gone. This is stepped up.
Assuming
this guy's not going to run
50 because that's the end of his
thing. He's like, if he comes, there's nothing we can do.
I should have just
done another character too, but I never thought about it.
Is the extra skills, is that on top of the 25% or whatever?
Yes,
you've got ready?
They're bases, you get them free.
So it's not just
it's best to write the max, really.
Yeah,
because
we have had.
I need to do things like. This is how late I was up last night. Can you say that home? And have a think if there's anything that could be included by. Value input. As our most experienced playtester.
Really?
Yeah.
What do you think? Another 15 then?
Yeah.
Our most loyal guardian.
Most sycophantic slug.
No, mate. It's going to be silly. I don't talk to sycophants. There's a girl called Kerry who's like, I'm losing interest in what you're saying. Strangely. Well, vagaries. To me, the plot is the thing.
Yeah, as long as we get near enough,
I'm not really fussed. Member of Parliament, and I'd like to say, unlike most Member of Parliament, you've got there by working hard and being elected.
Yeah.
Most Member of Parliament are there through privilege.
Right.
And you've got a textile mill in Manchester, so you're very much working class. Where there's muck, there's brass. You're very although you're brought up in London, really. Sometimes it's easier to get things done by putting on a Manchester.
Yes.
But you're very much working for the people, almost Bolshevik. Not that you know what a Bolshevik is, do you?
I think so. It needs to
some forerunners of communists. You know what a communist is?
Yeah.
All right, okay. I have to ask because I keep forgetting how young the thing is.
I think I could have learned martial arts from the Los Angeles United. Let's be reasonable here.
Yeah. Well, it's been a tricky place for husband to work.
He might have died there of fever.
I frown on martial arts. I never give it an opportunity. I think it's the most useless skill on that sheet. with the possible exception of
biology.
Because I'm a
dilettante.
I've got loads of notes. I used to turn Arthur Conan Doyle's Sherlock Holmes stories into Gaslight Nation. Slightly spooky. The best thing was, I'd do every third adventure, Cthulhu based adventure. Like the red-headed leaves and things like that. And then the two other adventures would be normal ones. And they'd be running around looking for spookies. And there'd be no spookies. And then the one adventure where there would be spookies, they'd be thinking, nah, it's not going to happen. And they'd shit it.
That was good.
Other language.
Was he well known?
Yes. Our credit rating.
Yeah, he's not just in terms of knowledge, he's credit in society, how society sees.
How does the extra skills differ from the six skills?
In the case of a dilettante, they don't actually. If you're a professor, the six skills would be all in sciences and stuff, and you could spell extra skills in weapon or whatever. But in your case, it doesn't matter. So just
that many points, really, isn't it?
Yeah. You probably find yourself with lots more to put on.
Oh.
Dilettantes are incredibly well rounded, but they tend to. Their idea is to have. To be jack of all trades, a master of none.
Because you've had all the spare time to do
that. No, but that's out of education, because you've got some more from.
Oh, right.
Oh, please tell me that I picked up that map from my printer. Please.
You picked up the map from your printer.
Oh, please, 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 please. Oh, no, I've got a really bad feeling.
Yeah, you're the ones.
This is totally unlike me, I'm afraid. I'm usually very prepared and have lots of play aids.
Yeah, you have to do that. Riding.
For the group.
Cheers. Maybe it's because you're cringe, you're really funny. I'm just eyeing these hot cross buns down here.
Oh, there's only two, I'm afraid. Breakfast this morning.
Villain. Vile body villain.
Depends if you want to survive the scenario, I suppose.
Well, survive your
scenario. Oh, you know what?
Slumber winner there.
You know what? I didn't.
What? You what? You didn't brought them up?
I didn't. And it's a house plan.
That means that you should need to test your cartography skills with this
Yeah, I guess. So I wouldn't mind, but I spent 2 hours last night drawing it.
Really?
Yeah, I feel quite sick now. I stayed up late drawing that bastard. Oh no, what? So and so.
Is it worth putting anything in the room?
That's really galling.
It is.
Oh, well.
At least you know what it looks like very well.
Yeah, I do. I do, reasonably. Yeah. Am I trying to kid myself? I'm just a little bit.
You can also hide in and up some other.
It's a reasonable social accomplishment anyway.
So,
I'll
take that off first.
The nice
stretch
sheets, I'm not seeing
them on the... They're the actual ones, mine are different, mine are all brown and... They look like Space 1889 sheets,
the library.
The brown, and they've got Edwardian lettering on the engines, and it's like... It's got Cthulhu by Gaslight, horror role thing in the more civilised times. Just looks very picturesque.
Yeah.
Have a look at them, right? Stick them on your t-shirt. Yeah. And they're nowhere near as good as they are in the daylight.
That looks pretty good.
No, that's still nothing. It looks like a bulb in them.
Yeah.
They're good, aren't they?
Yeah, they're really good.
They're very useful for if you're playing by playing as a dog. And also if they drop onto the cabinet.
From a guy's point of view, if you have to get stressed over, is that really interesting? I do really like it. Do you?
I have to keep... Is it playing more of your games?
No, I'm just going to write. Nice.
I've
What do you fancy? Are you interested in the native
I'm not interested. Or because...
You can't leave it. You're suggesting medicine.
Alright.
You can definitely move into the medicine.
It's complicated.
No, it's not complicated. It's for now.
Let's make that work. 20...
This is one of the first things he said to me was what was the last relationship on the
phone? It's possible.
But you're over that
now, yeah. I'm afraid it's a
bit little insensitive.
Yeah. No, don't like you that
much. What about something like Scott Hidden? Because if I'm used to in the go with my rifle, if I'm used to looking.
You know,
so that out in the jungle, that kind
of thing. 10 points, pretty much, yeah.
Depending on how many points you have.
You're actually recording now?
Just everything. I might as well just stick it going. It seems you're picking up, okay, so.
Right.
But I can always show the beginning off and stuff.
Well, you're using Cubase.
GarageBand. It's the only one I've got on there, so.
Right.
Hopefully it picks up. Do you mind showing a quick check just to see if it's adding up or?
Yeah.
I'm adding up the white bit, sorry. <That's cool. laughs>
Oh, it can save you.
It'll save
you. Based on past experience, he does the story.
Yes.
Sorry if that bothers anyone.
No, I know
it's not something you don't like. I don't see the point in overlaying with rules. Mm. Like, one thing that annoys me about D20 is... The Forgotten Realms is quite a nice world if you haven't read Middle Earth of any description. Yeah. It's quite a nice world, but the trouble is when you get into a playing and you really enjoy yourself, and then somebody goes, "But can I do this?" And then everybody just gets out for 20 minutes and goes,
"Yeah, it's just disbelief."
What the? You know, where's the game go?
Can you do it? Yes or no? That's what you want.
Yeah.
I'm going to be Agatha von Edgewell. And these are the bones. Lady Agatha.
From what I've heard,
don't turn them over yet.
Okay.
I'll say the
okay.
Right, can I just take everybody's name again? For one thing, I'm completely useless. And another, I've got man ears, so you'll tell me three times and I won't remember.
It can be said of your right wing.
If you wish to play that, that's fine. As long as you mention to everybody now that that isn't you, because obviously this is being recorded. I know those aren't your attitudes, but if you want to mention that to everybody so nobody takes real offence.
Yeah. My character seems to be a bit of a racist pig.
You got up in the Raj?
No, he's a London copper.
Oh dear.
I think he's quite conservative.
But let's face it, the period you're in.
Yeah, it's not.
That makes you perfectly.
Well, I'm
Ian.
Probably.
Ian.
Armstrong.
Yeah.
Arthur Skinner.
No, your name.
Oh, right.
Right.
Ash.
Okay.
Okay.
Now, so, what's your name? First name?
My own name, yes.
Yeah.
Brian.
Brian. And your surname?
Ash.
Ash, okay.
Adam. Lee Edwards.
B-I-G-H. Something you want to express to them?
Amelia Bliss.
Amelia Bliss?
Yeah.
Could have used your own name.
I'm sorry.
That's fantastic. Okay, right, does everybody want to introduce themselves and their characters? Obviously everybody's heard everybody's name, don't turn these over just yet. But just read out what your character is. You all know each other, so read out your character's name and what their occupation is.
I'm William Henry Parr, member of the Parliament for Leeds South.
And a mill owner, something like that.
Yeah, owner. Textile mill, and I was born in Manchester, brought up in London. I'm 33.
I'm Mr. Aloysius Tarrant, a hard-working conservative police detective from London. Takes no rubbish off anyone.
I may well get the name wrong. Igor Malamich. Hungarian, although without any Hungarian accent.
I wish you would, because there's a reason.
I can barely do an English accent. I'm sorry. I've been a lot of things in traveling around Europe, but mostly I'm an actor.
I'm Arthur Skinner, ex-soldier. I was on the Somme, don't you? Educated.
No, you weren't on the Somme. Not for another 20 years.
Oh, right. Wrong Somme.
No, it was on the river Somme.
Yes.
No one else there, so
I'm boating down the wrong line.
So after fighting those...
Crimea? Yeah, possibly Crimea.
Crimea, I'll come back here. And currently out of work. Just looking for a job.
I'm Lady Agatha von Edwell, widow of Justin von Edwell, who I'm sure you will have heard of, famous explorer who I unfortunately lost out in Africa.
Lady Marguerite Bowes, well-bred dilettante, London-based. I've been travelling around Europe after being jilted at the altar by an unfortunate cab. I'm well schooled at home as a lady should be in writing, shooting, and various other pursuits. And I'm just looking for the world, really.
As I mentioned, you all know each other from younger days, but I haven't seen each other in quite some time. Would you like to turn over your invite? And would one person like to be the spokesman for the audio record?
The invitation first?
Yes, if you wish.
Okay, it's an invitation. Dear friend, I am writing to you in some urgency. I have a need of a rational, balanced mind in order to bear witness to the most amazing discovery of our age. You will doubtless be amazed, and I crave your indulgence, and to attend me at my manse in the sleepy Welsh town of Llangollen, in the in the Dee Valley.
Very accurate for the time, I guess.
At 7 o'clock in the evening on the 30th of November. The train may be caught from Chester, Crewe, or Shrewsbury, and all reach here within the hour. Do not tarry and be part of this momentous day. If you're not in awe at the day's end, I will happily reimburse you for your troubles. Yours faithfully, Sir William. And there's a... Shall we read out the... What do you know about your friend, Sir William Heatherstone? All-round good egg. Sir William Heatherstone has always been eccentric, but since he moved to the sleepy Welsh town of... unpronounceable.
Llangollen.
His behaviour has become more erratic. His family are concerned, but you're reasonably sure he's well. After all, he's working again. You have known him since school and have always found him approachable and a staunch fellow.
Okay.
Okay. Right. Okay. Right, we have... You're all on the train, catching the steam train, which is no doubt from Houston. Within a couple of hours, you arrive at probably Shrewsbury, and then journey on from there to Llangollen, going through the North Welsh valleys in the nestle of the Black Mountains. Okay, and pretty soon, as the weather darkens and rain starts, which is typical for the area, it's all slate and rain there, you arrive at the sleepy, yet incredibly patriotic, as Queen Victoria's just opened the rail station there, the town of Llangollen. Completely finished, aren't you?
It can't have been pleasant to sit on for too long.
No. Not if you want to chill down. Right, that's the
punishment.
That's the station there. And it's it's your typical, what you can imagine, the new Victorian station. It's got ironworks nearby, it's got water towers, sand, It's also got bunting and a little shop and gentlemen with peaked caps, as should be the fashion. The train pulls in. You leave behind the beautiful scenery you've been watching on the way here. And with a whistle, the conductor waves the train back along the track, because Llangollen is the terminus, and the track back to Shrewsbury, presumably. And you're standing on the platform as the steam billows around your legs and the engine shunts out.
What time is it?
You do also recognise each other.
Yeah.
It's 4 in the afternoon.
Oh, excellent. We
Are there any porters? Porters get my luggage. Porter!
We're very tired. Young man comes along, probably with a little trolley. His clothes don't quite fit him. You think, well, okay, maybe he's a stand-in.
I'll take my own luggage because I'm used to that. In the army, we just took care of that.
I'll offer to deliver the ladies' bags to Walter.
Thank you. Thank you.
Are you taking it off the coach, a carriage, somewhere?
Surely there'll be a carriage
waiting.
I could take you to a hotel if you like.
No, it's okay. We're meeting a friend.
Well, we need to know where the lamp is.
We need to know where to find him, actually.
In the Dee Valley.
Oh, Sir William. Yeah. He lives at Tŷ Tegid at the top of the hill.
What would be the best way for us to transport our luggage?
By hand, I'm afraid. I can't leave the station. Sorry.
Surely you can order a carriage.
Can be hired to do that.
I think all the carriages are out.
Is it busy?
Well, the only carriage. If I'm truthful.
There's nobody in town that can hire.
I could get either. Wait for me a minute, and I'll go and get some for you, right?
It might be a Johnny check if we walk, you know, and get to another
line. That's possible, but in my mind's eye, I've got a picture of the Victorian lady.
It's only there.
I don't generally walk everywhere.
It's only there.
Yes, but we do have a Victorian lady, or two Victorian ladies' luggage.
Oh, you are.
Maybe, but there will be quite a lot of things with you.
Is there a luggage place at the station? Could we perhaps leave the biggest part of the luggage maybe till tomorrow?
There's no left luggage, I'm afraid. Too small for that.
Well, let's see. Let's have a look at the constitution of this either fellow. See if he's capable of helping us. Isn't it? Right. If not, we can manage it, can't we, Henry?
Yes, I'm sure we can.
I'm sure we can find the local urchin and just send him to run ahead and just let him know that.
Perhaps Sir William will send the carriage down.
Is he aware of which train?
So you stood on this drizzly platform. As the train's pulled out.
I might as well make my own way there, you know. It's like chop chop.
Are you going that way?
Yes.
Okay, is everybody else just waiting for some kind of transport?
I'll have all the luggage out of the way.
Well,
one of
you gentlemen will be happy to have some luggage out. That's great.
Within a few minutes, you do arrive at Tŷ Tegid, which is this very, very pretty house, full of nice gardens, tree, and it's got bay window and lots of cupboards. And as you approach, the door opens and a maid steps out, complete with pinny and black dress. Hello, sir. Are you Sir William's guest?
Yes, I'm one of the guests. I'm Arthur Skinner. The rest of the party still at the station. I'm wondering if you can arrange.
Well, right you are. I'll just get the I'll just get the pony and trap.
Thank you.
That's what it looks like. Okay. Within a few minutes, the Gethin, the manservant of Sir William, sends the pony trap down himself, obviously, and
we're
comes down
the station.
Yeah, it's literally 3 minutes away. It's there. And he obviously Jose and lived in Cohen's wrapper. It's quite handy. It doesn't really say much, but he nods politely and loads the lady's luggage first and offers a hand so you can get on.
Oh,
but obviously he's going to have to do it in Cohen's trip, so he bids you wait for the next one. Takes you up and drops you outside to the maid, who will then take you into the house. It does the same with your jets.
Keeping out from Diary Richards, but at least he didn't have any other people in trouble.
He's busy with other people. He's obviously rushed to speak and not used to the position. Okay, within a very short time, you're onto the front of Sir William's. Or Max? Okay, so you're guided in by the maid.
Yes.
And there you can see is quite an extensive library. Complete with leather chair and desk and blotting pad, etc. There's a barrier there, a couple of steps.
Immediately signal all around once. Immediately signal all around once.
And you can see the living room there. Where you're ushered into.
Anyway.
It's steps going up. Oh, couple of steps. Okay, and you're put down into the seats and make this to bring a bit of sherry for everybody.
Yes,
I am.
I'm sorry, yes. Yeah.
I think
the
white
bit
is just quite well done. It's very nice and shabby.
No, not so. There's guest couches there. In the alcove, but they've just been straight into the living room.
No idea what that strange noise is.
Has it got big to you a bit for now? Okay. Right, so you are sitting in the living room, and within a few moments, your friend, friends, how good to see you. Yeah. Ladies, a pleasant experience as always.
Did we know him as Bill or William?
You may call him Bill, because you're of a lesser class. He was always known as William, really. How have you all been?
Jolly good, Billy. And yourself?
I'm very good, very good.
Excellent.
It's the most exciting time for me. I need to show you something. I won't be long. A few moments, that's all. Do you need anything? Any refreshments?
The ladies refresh ourselves first.
Not at all.
Okay.
It's been a long journey for London.
Yeah, the maid has changed you to
I played Traveller, not a bumpy guy that played Traveller with Dragon Me. He was in Salute this year. I can't remember. All I remember was Snorri. We had to sort of go and rescue some people from university.
Are you doing the other games for
the rest?
So we're off for Doctor Who.
Is this the new sort of traveller incarnation?
The guest, the servants, are actually in an outfit.
Because that's what most people know. Yeah, I'm honestly on the
I presume we've been assigned bedrooms, we just get shown in.
What happened? Somebody release a key fob.
Oh, yeah.
Right,
what bedroom or overboarding? Oh, well, whichever. You pick yours. Hi, I'll have.
What have
you
been in anyway? Yeah. What's that? Yeah.
Is everybody going to turn up?
Yeah.
Yes. Yeah. We'll be looking forward to it all weekend.
No pressure then,
The door opens. I'm back momentarily. Dinner at 7. After dinner, I was sharing this most amazing discovery. Between now and then, please feel free to explore the house or the town. But don't go downstairs just yet.
Downstairs?
Yes. Let that be just a surprise.
We're coming a bit later, and you've just been freshening up. Yeah.
What do you think, Henry? I call you Henry.
I think we should pack and get there.
You're quite excited about this thing that he's going to be built to.
No, it's heavy security. What's it going to be in?
If they keep bringing me sherry, I'll tolerate it.
What's everybody doing? You all want to get in the
I'm
not from a travel journalist. Some of the journals I've done, a lot of them are also on the physical science.
This lady is particularly busy, so I've had an interesting time. My husband's profession.
I was thinking of joining you in the library.
What a surprise! David Cthulhu and everybody runs to the library!
My brother knew William at school and he said he had an excellent library.
Those who are in the library, have a look around, and you see quite a lot of different books. You see a lot of self-published pamphlets, which presumably, as you open up, detail parts of Africa that he's been to. As you're looking through parts of is it Kenya you went to? Some of them disagree with what you've actually experienced, but you assume he's got a lot of it from third hand.
Yes.
One thing that does stick out, if everybody wants to roll, maybe they get it. Library use, anybody?
I'm not in the library.
Virtually all the authors are have English names. One sticks out is quite unusual. And the title reads Dynamics of an Asteroid by Professor Moriarty.
Oh, I've done quite a lot of physics and astronomy. Have I heard this?
No.
Show it to the other guys and say, this isn't one I've heard of, but
you roll at 20. Not
a science
book. I don't know very much.
As you skim through the basic premises, the author is suggesting that asteroids have a certain size and shape for a particular reason to do with mathematics. And there's also a kind of unusual geometry which doesn't work. It seems to have asteroids in a kind of uniform pattern, which would suggest to some kind of... For an average Christian man, wouldn't be too unusual, because God obviously makes the asteroids. But for a scientist, that's quite an unusual thing to say. It's almost like there's a force of will making asteroids. That's what you get from skimming it. It does seem a bit unusual. Anybody else?
I'll step out onto the porch and light up my pipe, take the air for a while, and have some slight nosy up and down the drive.
Yes, quite brisk. Yeah. Refreshing.
I'll have a look where the military pay might be interested.
I'm making my way down to the library after getting changed. Some less,
some more formal.
Yeah. Going to the library, seeing whatever I'm seeing.
Right. You're dressed quite apart. Are you heading out?
No, I'm gonna stay inside. It's a bit too wet and cold.
A bit early for the denim jacket, so you're just wearing decent. Yourself. Okay, is there anybody going down into town?
I think we're going to have to
you'll spend time either perusing the library or drinking with sherry.
Yes.
And then getting ready for dinner. It's a basic meal called Saxon cold meat, but with eaten mess for dessert. So there's that to look forward to. It's a pleasant conversation with some of you. Gethin is there as ever, supplying the sherry and whatever.
I'm really trying to tease out what he's
doing. He's too excited to tell you. He tells you to tell you, he would cheat himself. So, and he's never wanted to do himself out of a surprise himself. So. At the end of dinner, pleasant meal, he obviously asks you to retire to the living room where he, all the conservatories turn into that, and brings out the cigars and the snuff.
Would the ladies join him? I mean, the men are smoking.
Yes. It's a little different because your friends, you're not the ladies of whom you might be compromised in any way. Dining room is very nice, very well located. Everybody's wearing their So William does have smoking jacket.
That's basically what you're going to transport in and around.
And the conservatory is an all-round kind of sofa. It's it's part of the room. It doesn't feel like the conservatory would be
there. It's not part of the room itself.
It is. Very nice.
Wheeled alternate sort of
house. Any interesting ones?
No, my mum's got an aspirin just in the corner. No, there isn't really. Nothing exotic. It's just not something. If you want exotic, you can go to Kew Gardens. The idea of taking exotic and having it at home by
This project
It's shallow and rocky, it's very picturesque. It swiftens when it gets to the bridge, and people dive off to the bridge all the time. You'll see young yahoos stumping off, and some of them once in a case will break their foot or something, but they do it on a regular basis to impress the ladies. It used to be just milling, really, because of the river, but it hasn't had an industry for a long time. If anything, it's a retreat. It's a bar, even. It's kind of place that people go to walk in the hills. It's been that way for years, decades. The local people are all kind of brown-suited, rustic people with caps, you can imagine. You do stick out a bit, as you remember, as you were coming up from the station. Right. While you're in the conservatory, Sir William, just going to get things ready. You'll be so excited. I can't wait to see
the initial
jumps off. And getting as stoic as it has been all night. Amazing and hallowed, by the way. Did you get that?
No.
Her name is Angara. Okay.
Of course, in the
quiet, you're waiting in anticipation.
The party developed
when the silence is broken.
What he'd actually intended.
I stand out.
Smashing glass.
William, what was that?
So quite frankly,
it
came from the stats. It's a little more interesting. Where are you?
Down the steps. Who's going first?
Send the big brave soldier in first. I've got some old weapon.
Anyone not there? As you head down to the bottom on this floor, the room is completely empty, apart from on this floor. There's also lots of symbols. That's the reason I'm talking about engineering. How are you?
It looks like it's dissolved part of the body. So half of the cell looks like sunken to the body.
Okay, what's everybody doing? Ladies.
I'm securing the crime scene and checking for clues around the room to see if we find anything else.
You notice that Skinner is tapping up the wall.
What are you doing? Well, you know, it's an old.
So, which end of the
secret passage do you care about? I'm not sure, really. I'm not sure. Reluctantly go along with him.
You're going to go downstairs?
Or is he still downstairs?
This is very sensible.
Whichever of the men is upstairs, I'll tell him.
I don't think any of them are, because they're going to have an interesting conversation, so they must be downstairs. Where are you?
The maid said there was a dog that ran up the basement and jumped out of the window. And I don't know whether that's it's a taxi of William or I don't know, that's a giant dog.
Giant dog?
That's what she said. I have no idea. And maybe he had some sort of wild animal in the basement, like, or pet.
Have you seen the dog? Which window is it?
Which
window did she say it was
out? It's the one that destroyed the frame, part of the frame. And there's lots of this book out.
Yeah, this is true.
Is there any... If I'm going outside, is there a door out here? Now I walk out here to go outside.
I don't know whether he would show some
prints or anything.
I don't think this is what he wants to see.
It's grassy.
A lot of it is still around.
precision and care, we want to poke the
She goes through.
Yeah. Did you see that?
Secret door.
With a ripple.
There's something not natural about that. That's not fabric, is it? We're not. It's not. It's not. Is this some kind of lighting illusion? Does it have slime in it? This will get a bit more.
If nothing else, we want the face that knows how the
An old man with shocking white hair and a bag run up the pathway.
Okay, I'll right back with you. Walk over to the shed. I'll say to them, in the house, in the basement, there's been some kind of accident. Horrible. Straight down to the basement.
I
don't know, he said there was something exciting, he's got something to show us.
Let me in.
Pushing through.
Ladies?
Have a look at this lady in the kitchen and
of course.
Just a terrible way.
And he goes to the kitchen and he sees he's got something in a rose bottle and he's pouring it, it's a cloudy liquid, pouring it into a cup and putting it into it. Would one of you ladies please escort her to one of the rooms?
I will.
I've given her the ordinance.
just asleep for a while.
Yes, yes, exactly.
Come on, I said.
Pardon? Now, what's all this stuff about secret intentions?
The first thing you can do is take the sergeant to Aziz Acela. That's where he should be, and that's where the intern, whatever it was,
has asked about.
What's the other thing you can do?
The sergeant there on the steps is very slick.
Yes.
He's still in, he's a big fellow, rosy cheeks, walking on the steps. Careful now. The crime has happened here. We mustn't observe anything.
I'm a detective, sergeant, so follow me and avoid this strange substance. We have reason to be highly corrosive.
Do you have your warrant card?
Yes, here you go.
Ah, very secret. What do you think of
that? We're not entirely sure. We've explored the crime scene. It seems as though some strange
substance. Oh, Jove, I've never seen a leg. What's that?
Don't touch it, sorry. Do you have any more any equipment on you? Any are you coming in a car?
Oh, yeah. Cars,
right? Cars. Right, yeah.
It's just not really.
Any wheels. Do you have evidence collecting kit?
Yeah, evidence kit. I have my pocket. And I have the most important device known to the constabulary. Now then, it seems to have occurred. But why is Sir William looking face down on his own board?
That's a very good question, and I don't think we've quite established it yet. Perhaps with your help, we could determine this.
So, basically, everybody
No, it hasn't been touched.
Yeah. He turns around to get to this. He's on his sight. And he keeps writing. Where was everybody when this occurred?
We were in the
conservatory. Your name, sir?
It's probably small.
I'll spell it for you.
You're all professional.
You're German. They're friends of German, aren't they?
In the same way.
Oh, very well. Right, and your name, sir?
My name is William Henry Paul. I'm a member of the Parliament for the South.
Oh, very good, sir. You obviously have nothing to do with anything. You might want to make yourself available to the civilian program. And so you have nothing to do.
Thank you. But I'll at least remain here and support.
As you wish. And you ladies upstairs, aren't you?
I'm with the maid upstairs. A ball.
Right. Should we leave him to it?
Okay, Mr. Skinner, what are you doing?
I'm wondering, Mr. Mitchell.
Yes, because whilst we were still in the conservatory, a dog left, ran up the stairs and jumped straight out the window, taking Frame with it. But that might be the smashing glass.
I'm just wondering, does anyone know if he had a dog or...
No.
So maybe we should practice.
Of course, grab your
shoulder on my toolboard.
I do the message.
Well, I'll run and tell the sergeant to grab his weapon if he has one.
Yeah,
I mean,
this is obviously not the coffee driver. There are guns to the left, there are guns to the right.
Hang on,
I know you're in the cavalry regiment. You like cavalry.
Well, the least we can do, man, is go and have a look and see if it's still out there. If only to make the living money.
We've got to the grass. We can use that as a trap.
Really?
Stole the grass and used that as a trap.
You are very industrious, Mr. Henry. For a politician.
Well, in my work, you have to
really
work hard.
when the maid's passed out from the north, I'm actually going to try and see if I can find him in his bedroom and see if he has any notes or books
there. Well, I'm grabbing my gun and examining the
results.
You stay here with the bed. Like,
I'll just go to the bed again.
Don't go too far. Whatever it is, I'd like to keep my eye on everybody. We look after people here. This doesn't normally happen in Wales, you know?
Is the doctor still in the kitchen?
Ignore him. Come on.
I took the maid to her room.
You can swim in here. Yeah.
Of course I can.
I guess I'm upstairs. Can I show
yes, you can, Dr. Willard.
What happens when I've got this?
I'm all locked up now.
So you'll be kinder to us now.
Sorry?
You'll be kinder to us now.
No.
I think it's a theme for your game here. You have to spend most of your time explaining. These are not my attitudes, in my opinion. Last year it was the Cthulhu Adventures.
Yeah, you have to with that though.
Oh, you've got to warn people with that one.
What's your encounter?
Last year it was about people on the colonisation programme and getting thrown out of the circus because they were Jewish or gay or socialist or, and you have to explain that. I mean, Chris or Charlie, anyone wants to put a flash on the cover saying for mature readers only, which I don't think is a wrong thing.
Yeah, because I mean, cult has that as well, won't it? The role playing cult, you know, it says for.
I would be honest and I'd say CA can be more disturbing than cult because cult is splatter horror.
Yeah.
Adventures is subjects that people don't challenge.
Yeah.
Rape camps, genocide, and you know, fascism. People just don't challenge that.
Because they don't want to.
Why not? You know, what more horror can you get than the Holocaust? You know what I mean?
Yeah.
You can't get more real horror than that.
I know.
So that's why I thought about it at first. It's something, and as long as you handle it properly, do you know what I mean? Last year, you loved it, didn't you? Because you were like, I don't know if it was you or somebody else said it wasn't
overstated, and it was handled subtly without bombast or anything. People felt like it was, you know, which is the biggest compliment ever.
How's it gone this year? Just, did you run it? Or?
I ran the
I really enjoyed it.
We're the only two survivors.
I was slightly upset that it's been well booked up in advance, you know, and there's only like six. Only that one. I mean, it's a shame that couldn't have had another one running.
So next year, clone yourself.
This time next year, he'll have a copy of it.
So long as you keep grenades away from me, because I'm very I like things that go boom.
Yeah, I blew myself up in the last one.
I did drop a grenade down into an explosive atmosphere. Last one.
That's quite rare on the one last year. Only one of the scenarios is actually any kind of futuristic. The one that's the only one in space, and all the others are all in dark water on Earth.
Yeah, you can have a custard cream.
Okay, we're ready.
Yeah.
Where were we? It's night time, wasn't it?
Yeah.
I'm playing well.
Yeah, I'll come
back. It is night.
Assuming I don't find anything, I'll come back. Assuming I don't find anything in my scalp with the beast, I'll come back.
You find some crystal
beads. Yeah.
Slime on
I'll just say to detectives, beast's not out there, but the slime is.
I think the best we can do is try and hold ourselves up in a room and secure it during the night. And no one go down into the cellar. Is there a deep?
Why don't we go up into the master bedroom? And then we can all have the papers up there. We can make Igor come. That's where we found the journal.
Sterling idea, I guess. Is everyone happy with that? Are you just going to let us drag you up?
Anywhere you will sit me with other people where it's relatively calm and I can stop leading and moving.
This is the 1880s. I mean, opiates probably exist. I mean,
I think laudanum is.
Is that why it's dosed on?
No, I'm not. I've just been bandaged up. However, that does raise an interesting point. The maid? Do we know where she is?
We were in a bedroom.
I suggest somebody does keep her company as well, either because she'll be shocked when she wakes up, or leaving somebody when there's the mad doctor wandering around is not a good idea.
We can even
put
up with her, she's a familiar face.
Yeah, that would make sense.
Do you think no, I think it would probably be wise to let her sleep, but ask her some further questions in the morning.
You're not going
to
have a chance.
So get her carried back to her own quarters.
Our friend the doctor gave her a dose of laudanum.
Do we know it's laudanum?
We haven't a clue. Well, you may know, I have no idea.
He told us it was laudanum.
Exactly.
It's laudanum. Okay. No human alcohol, get in. Okay.
That's breakfast.
So where is everybody?
Master bedroom.
Sorry?
We're all in the master bedroom.
Yeah, move the gear in there. We might need it. Guns. I'll take first watch and I'll wake up someone else for next watch.
Did the doctor take his bag with him?
Back to the army, lads.
You think I'm going to go to sleep?
I'll take the doctor's bag.
We have to have some sleep, otherwise you'll be fatigued in the morning.
Yeah, if you have a doctor's bag, try again.
Which one do I use? First aid? Why do I always roll high in this when I normally don't?
It's the way games work.
Search for treasure!
Are you all basically holding up for the night?
Yeah, but we're going to take the opportunity in that master bedroom to search
for
more papers.
Okay, there's nothing really much else. It's all mathematical symbols, really. And these journals consist of 99%. Went for a walk today, it was nice. And that's about it, really. Some of it doesn't make sense. Presumably, you must have written it in a cipher, because this is very kind of non-Euclidean geometry. The morning breaks, nobody's been killed.
As a result,
nobody in our room has been killed. Doctors have.
That's more accurate.
The village could be gone for all we know. Who would care? People in the village.
No, he's sleeping in one of the best barracks. Okay, the morning breaks and Gethin is at himself, even though the cook is now indisposed because he's upset. Yeah. Gethin himself has provided breakfast.
Right.
Things will still go on and all that.
My breakfast is good.
The bell goes and Gethin stops doing what he's doing. Serving cold meats.
I'll go with him because it might be the doctor. You never know.
The door opens and there's a man with a bat. It's Morticia.
Right.
Boss, I've been very busy today. Lots of people. Never heard the like.
Oh, no.
So where's his body then?
I'll lead him down to the cellar. Is there actually blood?
Is what?
Is the blood around there?
What do you mean it's been very busy?
Yeah, let's kind of find that out. Okay.
Two people died over the night.
What circumstances?
Strange circumstances. Sergeant Evans is looking into it now. There's down by the river, what can I remember his name? He's a drop out with the. But he's down by the river where the beach is, and he's going to sleep there. He's just like a tramp, really. Well, something strange has happened there. It's quite like Sir William, really. Part of him is missing, if you get this. And then there's poor Alice by the church.
Where's the church?
Not far from an alley by the church, somebody.
Knife.
I think so. Sharp one as well.
Motivation? Has she been robbed?
No, I haven't done any examinations yet. That's why I'm going to have a very busy day, so if you don't mind, it's Sir William in the bag.
It's not very heavy anymore.
So the doctor's out there, then?
Yeah. I think you're.
Oh, Sergeant right. Evans wouldn't let you hear. You say that.
Could you tell us the location of the doctor's?
It's actually in his home. It's not like you do. 75, I think. 75 Princess Street.
Okay, that might be first place to look.
The beach, so to speak, is a single bank. And it's about that one. So, what's everybody doing? Is that mine or yours?
What's to stop more things coming out of that thing in the cellar?
Yeah, I don't know.
What can we do?
I know this sounds utterly ridiculous to mention it, and if anyone had suggested it yesterday, I wouldn't believe them. But are we coming to the conclusion that perhaps something has come through this strange gate?
feet away.
Whoa.
Is it still whistling? And
I don't know whether we should make an effort to try and destroy it, or whether we'll need it to be able to send this thing back through it.
I wouldn't like to go anywhere near it.
Neither would I.
But it's open, and it things go through, and things come out. You know, it's like, if we go down to the town, this is like a beachhead for an alien army of some kind to come through.
Yeah.
Germans, I can deal with. Russians, I can deal with. But I'm not sure about these things. And this is an entry point, and it's a standard military campaign that you can get through. And we'll be all in village, and they'll come back to the house, and there'll be swarms, hordes of them. We're going to need cannons.
We've got Randy, we're not talking about aliens. I mean, honestly.
Maybe just need foreigners. Foreigners, basically.
I mean, we can get another couple of bottles of Randy out of the cellar,
please.
We can have one each.
You've read H.G. Wells? Yeah. Not yet. No, you haven't.
Really?
All right, I thought. Soon, but not yet.
How's our Hungarian this morning?
One more.
Thank you. I'm still
how
not doing
feeling?
Anything.
No. Thank you. I bet you're loving all this attention, aren't you?
Slightly better than I was before. If you'd like the attention, you are free to go and get stabbed by the doctor.
It's all right. I don't think I've let myself be compromised in such a way. I'm
sure you'll get your chance.
Well, yes. Well, we'll see about that.
There's nothing in the papers. Van Gogh has one newspaper every week. Guaranteed it will be.
I think you've got some idea of what he was working on. Maybe you can make more sense of his of what's in the library or in his papers.
He's obviously mentioning some pamphlets.
Yeah, something that the doctor had he's taken from the
library. We'll have it in this library. I mean,
scale the house. Perhaps go and ask one of the servants. Where did he most of his work?
Oh, has he got a safe or anything like that?
Yes, there's no way in God's green earth that they're going to let you have a look in.
Where is it? Were there any keys on his body? We didn't search his body, did we, for keys?
Nobody searched his body.
Yeah. It's with the morgue. It's going to be in the morgue now, isn't it?
Yeah.
So it's only going to be the policeman that's going to be able to get in. So if we need to search it.
Well, I'm thinking if he has got a safe, we'll be different. If he has got a safe, then maybe we should try and get in that safe because his most important papers are in there, right?
Yeah, that's a good deduction.
Possibly. Geffen's the only one who'd give me any answer to this. Does William have a solicitor here?
He has a what?
Does he have a solicitor here or is he solicitor in London? He might be able to get authority to the policeman to open the safe and find out what's going on.
Unless he find the key.
But we can't even check.
Gethin says if you can find the key, I'll let you open it.
Yeah, unfortunately, it's likely to have been on the body.
Is the mortician left?
Unless, of course.
Harry and Sam.
Let's not assume. Let's look. Is there a key in a desk?
Has a mortician recently left?
10 minutes.
I could run after him and get him to come back with the body. Yeah.
Right. Don't take the gun with you.
I'll join you. So.
It's a very obvious carpet beater type thing. That's safe, no problem. Inside are loads of pamphlets.
Okay.
And quite a bit of money. About £300.
Well, we'll take that as evidence. And who's the most literate? Would you like to peruse these?
I'll have a look at them, but lots of them. I could have a go as well. Can we share it?
There might even be a key to the code in his notes. It would be silly for him to write a key, but
I don't know if any biologists.
He wasn't particularly rational, so he might have written a key.
Okay, you're going to look at the pamphlet.
Yeah.
It's going to take a couple of hours.
Okay.
So the ladies are going to have a look at the pamphlet for a couple of hours.
Yeah.
There's quite a lot of books to go through.
That was his desk, or was that his safe?
That's safe.
It's safe. They found a key to the safe in the desk.
Right, okay.
The most logical place, because we know the doctor's still around. Mm-hmm. Most logical place for him to have gone to with his own house, because that's what all we know. So we might have to go into, because we don't we got a dog going around killing things. We got the doctor going around killing things. If we can remove one of them around the equation, you know,
it might help.
It will help the village, you know.
Certainly. Well, shall we? Well, you study those and try and.
There's that, and we've
got. I'll stay in the house, but I'm not exactly in good condition to defend.
I just
want.
Do you have any weapons?
I don't mind going in.
I have a rifle.
I reckon I could take down the doctor, but I'm not sure about.
Spitting the party.
What do you think? I think
it's really doing a bit more investigation and finding out exactly what's going on before we jump to conclusions and start shooting.
What, you think we should study the papers before we go out?
That's probably a good idea.
There might be more deaths there.
I don't have any like.
If you guys want to
any literary
things, should we try and get into?
I can go at least have a sentry around the house. I mean, he might be out there looking at us right now. If I can cap him. So be it.
Get in touch with Sergeant Evans.
Captain.
You bawdy villain, I'm going to pop crack in your ass.
Should we get in touch with Sergeant Evans to see if he's got any plans to call you? Imagine he's having his breakfast.
I imagine he's rather busy.
Well,
he's
having his
lunch.
This looks a great browser. Fucking lovely.
I mean, if the doctor's out there, he might even cut down these phone wires, you know, and then we'd be stuffed. So
I think that the danger to the public and the doctor at large outweighs the danger to you ladies.
Then if you think
we'll
be safe,
I can't move very far to use it.
We just need two on one, really, or one on one. Hey, I can just take it down from a range. You know?
Do you feel like pumping is?
Yes, Alan.
Right. We won't be long at all. We'll be back within the hour. We're going to go and scout out the house, see if we can find any evidence of the doctor being there, and possibly speak to Sergeant Evans, and then return when and hopefully.
Well, these 2 hours, please.
Well, we don't want to leave you on your own that long.
Well, he's propped up, and we're looking after him. Mm-hmm. Have you got guns or things that you can?
I've got skill with a gun, but I can think of no earthly reason why I would have been carrying one to visit my friends in Wales.
How's Sir William?
I can use a handgun.
Did you find one in the state? Could there be more?
I can use a small handgun. Webley style pistol.
It does have a handgun, but it has shotguns.
Alright, we'll get a shotgun and give it to you.
I can probably manage that. Just have to make sure he comes to me, because I can't really go chasing him.
Right, but because you're in the room with us, we'll be working in there looking at
him. That's fine. I'll watch the door and anywhere else.
Yeah.
And the table. He seems to go through those.
He's fine. He's got the
yeah.
Right, so you two ladies are obviously sitting, and everybody else is heading out, is that right?
And are you staying? Are you staying to protect the ladies?
We're keeping an eye on.
Yeah, we're going to jog down to the doctor's house.
Yeah. I tell you what, while you two go inside, I'll keep watch for the, in case he comes back. Okay.
Well, if you're the most proficient with a rifle, maybe you should go inside.
Yeah, I'll go. Well, we're going with gun because the rifle's not very useful around corners, is it?
Close proximity.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, we'll suss it out first. He's got a shotgun.
Right, that'd be better.
Okay.
Right, you two could go inside and investigate. I'll just stand watch outside. Then I can aim at range if he's around. And if you yell, I'll come in with all guns blazing. How about that?
Well, it sounds a sterling plan, but I think we should check the house out before we make any decisions. So. Oh no, he's got it in a bag on his back.
Now what? What I'm saying is that when the house is checked out, someone's got to watch our rear.
Mm-hmm.
What I'm saying, I watch the rear front door with a rifle. If the doctor comes that way, then if you yell out, I'll come straight in and help you out.
If it's possible. We don't have a layout.
Yeah.
But that sounds fine. But yeah.
It always worries me when GM starts healing. Oh no.
When you've been a GM for a while, you know that you just do that occasionally. Randomly anyway. Because.
Okay. And those are Trinity Princess Street.
Entering, alright.
Please forgive me, it's not to my usual standards. Is it about 5 minutes?
So, right, down the street, this is his house.
It is. We're coming from this end.
Okay. And is this the plan of that house?
Oh, there's a gap in the wall.
Is this the upstairs on that? Right. Okay, we'll check at the round the front, walk past it and have a look. And you're going to go around the back and have a look?
I'll go around the back and have a look.
That sounds all right. No lights.
Is there a fence in the back?
Oh, I've got a cuss green.
There is a gate back.
Right.
Can't find the butter cream.
Right.
Is the front door locked? Yeah. All right. I think we should all go around the back. All going together around the back.
Right.
Did you check with Geffen first whether or not he lives alone or had a sister?
Would Geffen know that about the doctor?
He might.
We wouldn't.
In this village, he'd know.
Yeah.
They'd know whether the doctor was married, lived with someone, his relatives. They'd know
had a housekeeper.
Yeah.
It's on his own.
Right. Door. Check through the windows.
Backyard.
Obviously, they'd have gotten in the way of his experiments.
Through the gate. I've gone in my coat pocket, something like that. Loaded. I sneak around to here. Oh, do we
know what? Cold bunker. The way it's rubbish.
It's been the rubbish.
Normal rubbish.
Does it look like it's recent rubbish?
Woken up in the spring. Underneath the window and have a look through the window.
Listen for any movement in the house.
Slimy or stabby noises.
Is the
this is a scullery. Oh, sorry.
Oh, bugger.
This
is the geometry.
Switch to pistol. Do you want me inside or do you want me outside?
Kitchen.
I'll be out.
Normal, well-pointed kitchen.
Doesn't seem to be anyone in either of those rooms.
I'm still outside in case of calls.
Try the door quietly. Locked. And try and pick the lock.
Yes, indeed.
Right, we're in. I think let's still go in first and we'll call you in. Yeah.
Yeah. Right. Yeah. I'll just start doing a shot.
Right. And we'll both go into the kitchen.
Okay, usual basin.
Okay, yeah. I'll switch to pistol because, as I said earlier, rifles in corners don't work very well. Right. Then we'll move through to the next room and quietly have a listen at each door before we actually move through them.
You have a listen?
Yeah.
Right, okay. 46. Okay. 45. Oh no,
fail
by one.
I would do a listen. At base now.
Or fail.
Fail.
Yeah, it's nothing in there.
What's what they do?
I'm going to open the door very quietly. Don't think we can hear anything.
Okay. Open the door.
It's dark, but there's light coming in through the glass above the door.
I would do occasional tactics developed in the Chimera world by me personally that I've nicknamed Crazy Ivan. I'll just have a little look behind me occasionally, you know, just check there's no one there and then move around.
Where?
You know, as we move into the house, every minute or so, just check your ear, because I'm taking a rear. I don't want Doctor to sneak up behind us.
You're all here at the minute.
Right, move along to the first of those doors and have a listen.
Right. Swinging from the stairs, he was obviously there, turns around with a pistol. It's the Doctor. Hello? You're in my house!
Drop your weapon, Doctor.
I don't think so.
We're here to help you, Doctor.
What have you done? Why? What have I done?
We're trying to help you sort out this horrible mess that has cost several people their lives.
Several people? Like
our friend, our colleague.
William?
He's been stabbed. And as well as William.
But William deserved it. He was arrogant.
Arrogant in what?
He's a pig.
In what fashion?
It was all my design. What? My science. And he's stolen it.
What was the science? We knew he was doing something. What were you trying to do? What have you done?
A gateway to the past.
A gateway to the past. Are you sure you've not been sampling too much of your opium, Doctor? That sounds
quite
ridiculous. That sounds ridiculous, Doctor.
And as for anybody else, I haven't touched anyone.
You haven't touched anyone else? Well, you had a knife in your hand last night.
Well, okay. Maybe.
Kind of slid into it.
It was incidental.
He was a Hungarian. Surely you understand that.
I do, but even foreigners deserve a
slightly better before you kill them. Yeah, no, thank you.
Are you sure?
Yes, yes, I think I am. And I advise you to drop that. I'm an officer of the law, Doctor. Drop the gun.
The law means nothing here.
Really?
That beast has come through from the past, and it goes to the old places.
It goes to the...
It will be safe for a long time, taking its toll on the locals, as they should. Inbred swine round here.
They deserve being eaten, do they, by some horrible beast. Where's it from?
It's
10 miles from my house.
I'm not leaving, Doctor, until you drop that gun.
Try and shoot him as well.
15%, it's a critical.
I will return fire.
It's 1% below a critical.
Yeah.
Is it?
Yeah. Right. Everybody make a dex times 5 roll. Everybody who's there. And, yeah.
9.
Dex times 5. 15 times 5. 75.
Dex times. We'll just roll under maybe 20.
Right. As it happens, those who succeed get to act at the same time.
Okay.
His shot still hits you.
Oh, shoot him. Which him?
You've just sort of taken 9 damage in your right arm.
You're not shooting anyone. Ow.
Well, if it's simultaneous.
Yeah, it is simultaneous.
Alright, I'll try and shoot him then.
And I'll go and shoot him.
Who's got the highest dex out of you three?
I've got 12.
15.
You go first, then Sam. Mm-hmm.
Shoot.
It all happens at the same time, but
yeah.
All the same.
Yeah, hit 13. My skill is, I think, 50. So I'm rolled a 13. It's not.
No.
And it's D10 plus 1.
Roll a D8 as well.
No, I've got mine.
Don't add them together, just tell me what the 8 says.
The 8 says 2, D10, total 9 damage.
9 damage in his chest, shot him in the chest.
Yeah.
And he's literally just quite shocked at being hit.
And he's alright.
Yeah. Split second you hit him, he seems to be okay, but in the second time, he may be on the floor.
Right.
In bits.
Yeah.
He hits again.
Yeah.
15. What's the skill? 7. You hit him, but you haven't impaled. So roll the damage. 2d6. That was a shotgun.
Is it close range? Is it?
Yeah, close range is 4d6.
Yeah, so another 2d6 needed.
No, I think so. Yeah.
That was why we were talking about buildings earlier.
Yeah.
And I hit him.
It's a bit legless now.
8 damage.
Right arm. 6 attack.
Yeah.
All three have just gone boom and blown him up against the door, really. He's just a mess, dead mess.
To be honest, he deserved it.
He did.
The village will be safe now.
But I've dropped
You're
my gun
bleeding.
Now.
I've got some first aid.
Are you alive?
I'm alive, but only by 3
points. You're practically unconscious.
Oh, I've been.
You're definitely on the floor.
I'll give him first aid. I've got some chance.
Help me.
And you'll make it worse. That's good. That's a bit bad.
I think you'll be shot in the arm. Well,
that sounds so creepy.
I rolled 88 as well. We both rolled the same number.
Mind you, think about where you are, it's going to be stuck.
Yeah. Well, you need to significantly change the event or environment to actually have another roll at skill. They failed their first aid. They'd have to have something.
I tell you what, if I shot him in the other arm, could I do a community first aid, you know?
You're in a bad way, dude.
I'm putting pressure on it as much as I can.
We can support him and try.
There's no chance I can do a 0.5% first aid roll on myself.
I'll tell you what, if you keep him covered.
Lee, I'll run to the mortician, maybe he can help me.
Where's the mortician?
I'll run to the police station. Yeah, I'll have a screen anyway, but on the way.
Okay, you get some bandages and some painkillers. Stitches.
What a big thing.
So you can have another roll. Now you have better equipment. So.
11. Yeah, well, still 40, though, yeah.
So, 1d3.
But 3.
Okay. That's what healed
it. Yeah, but you've bleeding stopped.
What you've got left, you've got 3 hit points.
No, it's not, you're not bleeding.
You're not dying.
Yeah.
All right. It's not in the bleeding for the first aid.
Really?
You're bleeding.
Really? I thought the bleeding stopped after the first aid.
It does stop after the first aid.
Yeah,
he said.
Yeah,
he said he's still bleeding. I said, no, he's...
All right, okay.
Okay. Right, ladies.
If there's one hit point around, it'll still be nice. I know. I've been in battle for people who've been lying there. Someone's gone.
It's me last night. In the kitchen. I know.
While using scientific language, it also points to the fact that maybe the ancients knew a bit more about energy and magnetism. Electricity far more than we suspect. It also suggests that old places, standing stones and the like, can have an energy and attraction of their own, and they may be used in conjunction with this strange geometry to open up portals into different times of space.
Strange geometry, we've heard that.
We've heard it from the doctor.
Yeah.
Well, the doctor said the beast would go to old places.
It did, yeah.
What is old in the village? Because that's where we'll find the beast now.
That's a reasonable deduction.
He also said it will feed on the. So we hear it. Go and check who's there first.
Rather nervous off the size of Edward with a stick.
Wait.
By Jove! What the devil is going on here?
It's I, the detective. It's me. We
doctor attacked him.
The doctor is homicidal. He's dead now. He was homicidal.
Yeah.
Are we low?
Is that the doctor seeping into the carpet there?
It is. He shot me. Look, he shot me. Did he shot me?
And then we return fire.
Well, he did. English comes up killing people. That's never happened before.
We've reason to believe that there might be another being still present in the town, intent on killing the locals. And I think it's important that you get a message out to everyone to stay in their homes and be very wary.
Oh, before you go, John, what are the old places of the village? Oh, right, no, because doctor said, what are the old places in the village? Because that's where the
well, the custom house is pretty old, the church is pretty old, St. Tudwell's. That's old. My shoes are pretty old.
Okay, so I suggest you seal this scene, you know.
What do you mean by old?
Ancient, anywhere, very, very
like
ancient.
Standing, I don't know, some old place. That's what the doctor said, the beast would go to the old.
Very, very, very long time.
Right, I'm going to go and warn everybody to stay inside.
Yeah.
Very lethal out here with all your English with guns.
Yeah, but at least we're shooting. things.
Not the slimy ones, is it?
Yeah, good.
English, come doctor.
We're looking through to see the information on the area.
It's going to be another hour.
Do we want to go back?
You guys obviously watched Sergeant Evans knocking on doors in Welsh, obviously, because at that time Llangollen was all Welsh knocking on the door. Telling people to stay inside and sit down. Right, so what's everybody else, what are you guys doing? What are you doing, actually? You're just sitting there going...
Try and get you back to the house.
No, I want to...
Never trip me back on the doctor!
Well, actually, I was facing you with fucking skills. If there is anything I can do, which I doubt, because I don't understand the
word. You're feeling a bit knackered.
Can we pass you knacks?
I want to lay for a
We'll go and find, you know, this summer time.
Guys. One of the second Larry's roles.
Fine, what, sorry? You know, this, where the tramp guy was murdered? He was by...
The beach.
But is that where the warehouse, the old, you said the old place, wharf or something?
Yes, I've made it by a lot. And if I can't do the dice, I'll tell you by how many. Well, the percentage is 10 and something, so it's below 20.
Zero. It could be a number zero.
No, it's 10.
All oh, right.
Oh, one.
As in 19, which is the worst of it, also, maybe. Yes.
Yeah. This place is not attained by Celtic tribe. Well, not Celtic tribe. A tribe, the Cornavai.
Yeah.
Which set up a camp here at a place called Dinas Bran, which is right at the top of Bran's castle, and that's reputedly the site of. Where the god Bran was lord over. It's a guy who had his head cut off and he talked for decades, and never mind. But Dinas Bran is very old, the hilltop castle, but it's very likely to be anything there because it's a tourist spot.
So well known that people go there and look at it and paint it, and we'll photograph it
in
later.
In fact, if in any of these shops in Llangollen you go into, there'll be a picture of Dinas Bran there. From my mum's bedroom, you can look up at it. Okay. Right. You three, sorry. There's quite a few.
I want to pick myself up and try and hobble out.
We'll give you a broom and you can use it as a
makeshift.
You're shot in the arm.
Something's a little broom.
Yeah. Not a crutch.
Ah, I thought you got
so he's shot in the arm.
Yeah. Can remedy that.
I will return if we return and sort of coordinate ourselves with the information that we found.
You guys get back, make it another an hour later after everything's been
sorted. Can I try first aid on it?
You can.
We've got doctor's bags.
So. 88. That's what those two
are. Yeah, we rolled it.
Okay, everybody's back at
looking at the numbers.
You guys, every now and then, hear about that being in the writings in the pamphlets. About it's on a ley line and it's mystical energy is supposed to help the ancient Britons to then use it to harness certain sites. Now, the author, whoever they may be, don't believe in these sites, but they understand that some of the energy might actually be used to help promote the gates that they have. There is only one ring. This is Spencer's at the end of Rombach.
Do you remember them all?
So it's
that whole place there is Rombach. So
is it possible that this ring might be fueling this gate?
You do realise how much nonsense that sounds like, though.
Yeah.
Does anybody have to hear that to the winter?
I've only been to Conway, but I'm not sure how close that is.
But to me, he refused to admit it. What's wrong with Van Gogh then? I'm not saying the world's too slow, but I've just thought.
I think you just illustrated the point that I was making.
What time of day is it? Must be about lunchtime by now.
Yes, okay. Early afternoon.
We'll stop for lunch.
Is it easy?
You need your food because we can't go anywhere.
Geffen, as usual, is supplying sandwiches.
Right. I don't feel particularly hungry having been stabbed in the stomach.
Is it easy travel there? Because I mean, we've got wounded people. I mean, would it mean some riding people?
Riding? Walk there in half an hour.
Yeah.
What do we do with our wounded
people? Geffen's around, though.
There's apparently traps
there. So you've got Geffen's here, and you folks have found out about this ring. What is that? What does he know about that place? If he's from here, he'll know more about it.
Yeah. Know what about what place?
The ring that these people have found.
There's not one at the end of Bromback, not unless it's in the woods. But there's all sorts of stones around here. They've built them everywhere.
Is there anywhere that
the Dee is a sacred river? It's the goddess of Rugley, and she inhabits the river all the way from Bala Lake to Chester.
Was there anywhere in particular that Sir William used to go that you know?
Maybe
walk. He used to say, "I'm off for a bit jaunt in the woods."
Which would lie there.
That seems
okay.
Does anybody else have?
When you say there are lots of these, are we talking 4 or 5 or 20, 30? I don't know. Really, we're talking.
But they're all about this big, really, just sticking out of the farmer's field.
Yeah.
But as for a ring,
none of them are particularly important for anything in the local community. It's always been there.
There might be some in the woods, but I haven't seen them. Sound like I'm drunk. I only come out with this accent when I'm drunk or tired. I end up saying I'm really, really tired.
So what do we investigate? Do we investigate the old place it is, or do we investigate this Ripley thing down the cellar?
Tell them what the doctor said about the ring in the place.
Yeah.
See if that would mean anything to him, but I doubt it. He's too vague.
Yeah.
What do we do with our wounded people? Do we take them?
Well, I want to come. Am I left-handed or right-handed?
You're right-handed, mate. Because left-handed people were forced to use their right hand.
Really?
Yeah.
Yes. It's like this.
See what they're going.
Shit!
I'd be glad it's not made the evil, where they'd assume you were the evil one because you were left.
Yeah.
Sinister.
Well, I'm not going to be able to use my gun very well then.
Well, you can ride on the on the pony and track, can't you? Yeah, yeah.
We got one of those.
Yeah, we have.
Yeah. If somebody's got the skill, carriage.
I have 40%.
40% is good enough. You can drive the pony track. Otherwise, you'll need Geffen, which means one of you will have to stay behind.
I'll do that then.
What about Igor?
One of you doesn't have to go hunting the same slime covered dog that's killing people. You'll have to suffer.
You will if
Geffen
doesn't go.
It'll take us all, so yes.
The cat's off
church.
We should try
and get
it.
Yeah, certainly.
Right, where are we going? The ring.
We're not suggesting the other question.
I'm used to getting into wild places.
Any idea what that could have been? William's never had a dog and never had an interest in dogs.
No, it's not that kind of.
Is the maid awake yet?
Just to point out, the only real reason
up until the 20s for having a dog. He's not a hunter.
He's not a hunter. Hunting or a security dog, is it? Well, you like shotguns because at the period you would have used it.
Yes,
it's the maid. The maid is. She needs more, really. She doesn't say she's a bit beside herself. Actually, no, she goes home to be looked after by herself.
There's no way we can question about what she saw.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
We ask her, despite the trauma that she must have felt, there's any description she could give us of the thing.
She tells you nothing more than she did yesterday. Big dog. Like, well, she did say, like, have any fur on.
Yeah.
That's the cook. Needless to say, the maid and the cook will not be going back to that house.
Mm-hmm. Ever.
Ever.
Nope.
Definitely hanging on. Loyal manservant. Wait for the will.
Yeah. See if he'd be left anything in there.
Yeah, the 3,000 gold bar.
You riding shotgun?
Yeah. And I'm going to take the doctor's bag.
Yeah. Come with the shotgun.
Yeah. Yeah.
Sorry. I'm taking the doctor's bag with remaining brandy. So with has Sir William equipped? Okay.
I would offer it to someone, but I might. I'm not going to be much threat to anyone. I might need to use it on myself at some stage. So I'll hold on to it.
So
we use it on yourself.
Right, so everybody gets the Napoleon Trap today, right?
Yep.
And heads up over the river, past the streets, and Pale of Rain, and then
I'll make sure I bring an oil lamp.
Yep.
An oil lamp or two, and we might need to scare this thing or try and burn it out or something like that. So if we bring some booze or some oil.
We've got brandy.
Brandy, will that actually burn?
We've got bottles of brandy each, so we like
them. It's the thing that does burn.
Yeah. I know it does in the film. It's
lamp oil doesn't really burn. No, it burns very slowly.
Has anybody got a compass?
Right on, mate.
Can we find a compass anywhere in
someone's
town?
Go on, then. Someone would have had a compass.
Okay. It's just that I'm thinking if we're looking for energy fields or something, compass spinning around
now. That's more of a spiritualist movement, isn't it?
Mm. Well, it's bigger than
you revealed yourself there. Okay.
So you've been really interested in this place.
Yeah.
Ulterior motive.
You head up in the podium. You go to Brombach, and when you get up from here, the housing becomes decidedly more cheap and more sporadic. When you get onto Brombach, you've got to turn left, which has got nicer houses, but as you go right, it leads into the woods, and this road then just peters out to the track, and you've got houses very sporadic. And then as you get to there, well, the track ends. There's ruins of an old house. It's been abandoned. It's collapsed and nothing suspicious there. But other than that, there is no room.
Is there a house anywhere here where we could leave the pony in track? We do that, leave the pony in track.
With a retainer, you know, to them. So
don't we want to sit a little bit closer to us? Is there any way we could tether the pony to
the ruins, yeah?
Yeah, okay.
All right, you think of leaving it on its own?
Well, we could take them and then take it back. Okay.
You don't want him to leave the pony on its own.
I'm a little bit wary of leaving the pony on its own.
He wouldn't be so cool as to have a cute little pony.
Okay.
Right. We have to tell him. I'm just thinking if we need to make it. We're not going to be very quick, are we? On the
game.
But if we need to.
Yeah. If actually do the.
Yeah.
Is it big enough?
A field hospital, I believe.
Yeah, we just piled them on.
Yeah. Okay.
Cool.
You get to you set the horse on the ruins. What are you doing then?
I'm going to have to loiter at the back because I'm not going to use my gun very well.
Have a look around.
Is this house actually got any foundations that are older than it's built? You know, the ruins. No. Okay, fine. Right.
I think we've got to head into the woods, haven't we?
Yeah.
When this is quite deceptive, because all this area is very steep.
Yeah. Right.
So the hill does rise quite well. Because basically the whole thing's in a valley.
Yeah.
A very steep valley.
So a ring is likely to be on the flat.
No, it could be on the hill.
But it'll be on level ground, it won't be on a slope. So
no, you're right.
Yeah. Should be.
It will be on what was level at the time it was built.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. You head off into the woods, which are very close to the tree, so it's quite dark. I'm not making that up. It is dark.
Well, what we could do is we walk in a line going that way, so we've got more chances of seeing anything either side.
There's not much wildlife. But you head off in the distance, a couple of miles away, you can hear loggers. But here, it's pretty still. You head off, crunching the branches and cones and anchors and stuff that's underfoot, etc., as you make your way up the side of the hill. Does anybody want to roll for me? 300 centile. Everybody.
18, 57, 38.
You're moving up as you keep moving. You notice there's a kind of a buzz in the air, like a static
like the cell.
What else is doing it?
Compass is now going bonkers.
Remarkably like
Compass
the cell
is going bonkers.
Oh, joy. This reminds me of somewhere I've been stabbed.
There might be slime around here. Yeah.
You got your gun loaded and ready?
Oh, yeah.
I'm just holding the lamp. That's on.
You notice something, there's an eerie bronzy light in his head.
It's awfully familiar, isn't
next to a tree.
It?
Yeah.
Really.
Well, should we approach it?
I'd suggest the two people who can fight best approach it while the rest hold back a little bit.
There's a figure in the distance about 150 foot away.
Human upright or dog like?
Human. Or Sir William.
Don't trust the doctor! Don't trust him! Whatever you do!
And then he steps into a bronze light again and disappears.
Did you recognise that? Did it sound like Sir William?
Okay.
This all is a big token.
I hate to tell you this, but Sir William is also dead. He just popped up and spoke, so don't worry about it.
Yeah. I think that's a bit shaky. Gonna chop the tree down?
Is it still shimmering?
No.
Disappeared?
Yeah.
The hum's still there.
Where's it coming from?
Compass still going bonkers.
Yeah, but when you head, as it levels out, well done, you can see standing stones in the ring with a central one. And at the central one, you see the doctor.
Ah.
Stood there. Kind of half hiding behind the central
curtain.
Is it long range?
Well, he knows you're there. He's watching as you enter the area where the stones are. He can see you approaching.
Is it a long range? Is it a long range?
Yeah.
Come on, Doctor.
Yeah.
Okay.
We did. He's dead.
But was
well, we Sir William was also.
So I've told him to come out into the open because I've got him at range with my rifle.
Yeah, he doesn't listen well.
I believe.
He steps behind the pillar and he's gone.
If he shot him before and it didn't bother him.
He steps behind the pillar and he's gone.
Yes, right. You remember?
I'd suggest we fan out a lot rather than being in a nice little group.
Okay, where is everybody? Because some of you are going round, some of you aren't, and some are fanning out. So I need to know where.
Shall we pair up?
That's where you are.
Right.
Seems like a plan.
I'll stick with them. Pair up. That's three groups, and we'll move.
I've drawn you because those are together, and one of them's wounded.
Okay.
Where do you want to go?
So,
myself and Lady Margaret are together with Ray and Intrepid.
Where are you?
Just check where they are. They're going, then we'll go from there.
And
those two will be at this end. There.
Yeah.
And head towards. I'd like to walk out round the outside of the circle before we just
get the lie of the line in a bit.
Because he might still be behind another stone.
Yeah. I'm not going to be doing much, though.
Right, Ian and Brian, can you roll a dice for me?
What's up?
I was going to tell you. Well, yeah, percentage size. It's usually virtually always percentage size.
23.
50.
Okay, you both hear a noise in the brush.
Turn around, what is it?
You can't see anything. Oh. You just know there's something about 20, 30 foot away.
Right. I'm moving so that you've got clear line of that.
Yeah.
It's being really slow, whatever it is.
I'm just aiming rifle towards it.
Can't really see anything. There's a dip as well, so you could be.
Yeah, but if anything comes down, I want.
Right,
get a shot on.
I'm assuming that you're hearing the noise there, which needs a relative position. If you keep a line on it,
Head
that way.
Okay.
Would we notice that? Yeah, would we
notice that? We'll make rolls.
I've got hidden it. What I'll also do is the light of the cigar, because that the light it might be attracted towards.
And I wouldn't bother.
All right, okay.
You've gone this way,
yeah.
I want to keep to the side of it, so he's always got a line on it, but I'm moving nearer to it.
You see something moving towards him, okay? And it's the way he's looking.
Yeah.
He isn't looking in the right direction.
Yeah.
It's not that far from you. What you can see is it looks like large, oversized dog, which has been skinned, and its muscles look like glistening battleship grey iron plates. And it's dripping with his goo. And it's absolutely an abhorrent thing to watch. As it pads its way with these claws, it's got like black nails towards him. He hasn't seen it. Make a sound on it.
21.
I think it's one anyway.
I know exactly what it is, and I've got a funny feeling it's more.
That's very honest of you.
It's not very. It's a very, very nasty problem.
1d3. Wow.
Yeah, it's quite nasty.
But you know what it is?
Oh! Yeah, I think I know what it is.
Just
Four?
I just lost the three then. That's nothing to worry about. Not now, since the beginning.
Yeah.
Right, did you get it, yeah? You've lost a bit.
I've lost three, thank you.
Whoa! right, so what do I do?
Panic. It's to your right.
Okay. Seeing, hearing.
Yeah, I know, that draws it to me. Yeah.
It jumps on you.
Yeah.
But is that leaping through the air got a chance of sweeping through?
It doesn't. Yeah.
You can try sometime.
This is one of those occasions where I'm relying on dodge or I'm dead. Yeah.
Right. You see this, as I said, this creature, oversized, long, almost mechanical looking tail and tongue, leap through the air, with his battleship grey plates, as I said, and jump at him. Okay, you're going to roll.
I'm rolling. All right.
Fail.
Is there any chance that I should get a shot?
Right.
It doesn't matter if that thing lays balls on you, you're dead.
Right, so that's two damage from the paw for a start. Okay. Right, what's your con?
12.
It's going to give you a nice lick.
The phrase you're looking for is
11.
Dead.
Yeah.
Yeah, it happened.
Oh dear.
Can we hear it?
I rolled 0-3, so that would be.
Okay, it's too quick. You can try and have a bead on it as you see, as you near it, and you see
what it is.
Long, tendril like, whip like tongue smear itself as he pins Ian's character to the floor and licks his face and watch in horror as these last moments he sees half his face just dissolve into nothing.
Can I shoot up, try and shoot that tongue? Shoot the tongue off. No.
You're not coherent enough to pick targets on this.
Yeah, well percentage, 0-3.
Okay, so you lose 1d3 anyway.
Yeah.
Now, would you like to take that shot?